Haiti is another island nation vulnerable to climate change and extreme weather. When Hurricane Matthew roared through this fall, it flattened many of Haiti's cacao trees. They're the trees that grow the beans used to make cocoa, which had been a new bright spot in Haiti's export economy. Amy Bracken reports.
In the fall, in Haiti's far southwest, carpets of cacao beans can be seen along roadsides drying in the sun. This year is no exception. They lend a splash of normalcy to the wreckage left by Hurricane Matthew. In October, in the town of Dom-Marie, I visit the processing plant of southern Haiti's largest cacao cooperative, known by its French acronym, COD. Behind a gate, men and women empty sacks of russet cacao beans onto the ground and rake them flat. The building behind them is covered in a ragged tarp, and nearby greenhouse frames have been stripped of their covers. Manager Jean-Marie François describes the damage.
The roof of the storage building flew away. We had 200 to 300 sacks of cacao that had already been dried, sorted, and prepared for export. Each one weighed over 130 pounds. It all got soaked. We're trying to dry it out, and we'll see if the quality has been affected.
Either way, it's the last large batch of beans the cooperative will see for a long time. Almost all of the cacao trees here were severely damaged or destroyed, with branches ripped from trunks or roots wrenched from the ground. I drove the 10 hours from Port-au-Prince with staff from Root Capital, an American NGO that supports agricultural enterprises around the world, including this one. They tell me business was booming, and this drying and fermenting facility had just expanded. It had more than 1,000 members and was selling to the high-end French chocolate company Caleos. Pauline Durette is the co-op's lead purchaser. Before the storm, she was buying thousands of pounds a day from local growers.
Every day it was a pleasure for me to buy a few pounds of cacao from each person and give them some money. We always had money to give them, and that made me happy.
But not anymore.
Cacao was our master in Dom-Marie, but now we say we've been abandoned, without mom or dad, because now we have nothing.
Durette says the co-op had a ripple effect in the local economy. Jean-Marie François, the manager, says cacao is the main product that makes it possible for people to send their kids to school. For many in this region, cacao means education. It's a cash crop that's harvested in time for parents to pay for tuition, books, and uniforms each year. In front of the processing plant, I meet Donald Riley with Catholic Relief Services, which also supports the co-op. He came in on a U.S. military helicopter and has been driving around meeting with farmers. He says things look grim from air and land.
It's going to be another 4 years at least before there's cocoa again in this area because they have to replant now. So it's going to be pretty hard 4 years for people to rebuild their gardens.
But then I find a more optimistic take. Jean-Frido Forestal is the cooperative's treasurer. His office is shrouded in a tangle of downed trees, but he seems totally unfazed.
It's true a lot of trees were destroyed, but those just broken can bud again after it rains. If you graft a tree, it can bud and make shade for the garden. I know that all hope is not lost for Dame Marie, because a tree that's not shredded, it won't die. It won't die. It is so clear, it's certain that trees won't die.
Forestal insists it won't take 4 years for cocoa production to get back on track. He remembers how quickly trees rebounded after Hurricane Allen in 1980. Let's hope he's right, not just for the sake of the local economy, but for the environment, too. Cacao trees love the shade of other trees, so investing in cacao means investing in diverse forests. That's something deforested Haiti needed before Hurricane Matthew struck last month, and something it desperately needs today. For The World, Amy Bracken, Dom-Marie, Haiti.